With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Multiple major wildfires are burning in the Carolinas. The Table Rock Fire in South Carolina started Friday and has burned 1,300 acres with 0% containment. Another fire in the state's Greenville County is at zero containment and has scorched over 800 acres. In North Carolina, two wildfires are burning in the western portion of the state. Genetic testing company 23andMe files for bankruptcy.
The company said Sunday it will look to sell all of its assets through a court-approved reorganization plan. Many users have concerns about personal data. 23andMe says its bankruptcy filing won't change the way it stores or protects data and says that continuing to safeguard customer data will be an important consideration in any future sale. Still, California's Attorney General advising users to delete their data, pointing to 23andMe's uncertain future. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says he's nominating Susan Moneres to lead the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She's already been serving as the CDC's acting director. The president made the announcement on Truth Social. The Supreme Court rejects an appeal from a Texas death row inmate.
The inmate's bid for a new trial drew the support of the prosecutor's office that originally put him on death row. The justices left in place a Texas appeal court ruling that upheld the murder conviction and death sentence for Areli Escobar, even though Escobar's case is similar to that of an Oklahoma man, Richard Glossop, whose murder conviction the high court recently overturned. There was no explanation from the justices about why Escobar's appeal met a different fate. John Scott reporting.
This is SRN News. The Liberian government tries to mediate a religious dispute.
The United Methodist Church and the Global Methodist Church are fighting over property. The UMC in Liberia is the traditional denomination and has embraced gay marriage and homosexual ordination, just like the church here in the U.S. A lot of Liberian congregations acquit the UMC for the GMC, and they want to keep their property. Liberian lawmakers are now trying to work out a deal between the increasingly hostile factions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Syria has a new interim constitution, and it's based on Islamic law. International Christian Concern reports that the document, which will govern Syria for 5 years, states that Islamic jurisprudence will be the principal source of all legislation, and the president must be Muslim. The constitution also proclaims religious freedom. It says it will protect minority faith groups in the country. This is SRN News. A painting of President Trump hanging with other presidential portraits at the Colorado State Capitol will be taken down after the president said that his was purposefully distorted. Bernie Bennett has this report.
House Democrats said in a statement that the oil painting would be taken down at the request of Republican leaders in the legislature. Colorado Republicans raised more than $10,000 through a GoFundMe account to commission the oil painting, which was unveiled in 2019. Republican and Senate Minority Leader Paul Lundeen said that he requested for Trump's portrait to be taken down and replaced with one that depicts his contemporary likeness. The portrait was installed alongside other paintings of U.S. presidents. Before the installation, a prankster placed a picture of Russian President Vladimir Putin near the spot intended for Trump. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Researchers at Stanford report what they call a breakthrough neurological device that offers deep brain stimulation and can help those with Parkinson's. More details at SRNnews.com.